For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning. Good morning once again. I'm so glad you joined me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Hope you had a great weekend and that it felt like a little bit of fall weather was in the air briefly. So I hope you're kind of enjoying that and partaking. But we spent last week talking about prayer and we were just getting started on the hindrances to answered prayer. And I want to get through these for you all. In the meantime, I hope you're going to the website. We're getting a good crowd registering for the Book of James. I'll be doing the Book of James. Incredible topics out of that book. We begin September 10th. It's a Monday night. I'll do three consecutive Monday nights beginning at 7 p.m. right here in Metairie at Parkway Presbyterian Church on Camphor. Registration's only $2. I mean, you register for free. But it's $2 we just asked to help us pay for the facility. And then, of course, I take an offering for the ministry. But if you love just solid Bible study, get in there with us, men and women, all denominations. And we just go to town. We have a ball. But register at AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and we will look forward to seeing you there. Well, we began hindrances to answered prayer. All these are on the website. But we said number one was prayerlessness. You got to pray. Prayerlessness says you believe in God, but you know you can get along without him. Well, it's not going to happen, brothers and sisters. Meaning if you want to get answers to your prayer. God set prayer up. You got to go to him and pray. Number two, we just got started on this one. Unbelief. Unbelief. James 1, 6 through 8. Let him ask in faith. That is belief. Nothing wavering. For he that's wavering is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. He becomes double-minded, has two minds in the situations. Well, maybe God will, and maybe God won't. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, Anna, I don't want to be double-minded. How do I have singleness of mind, which produces peace? I'll tell you how. You ask in faith. You know what that means? That means you've gotten alone with God. God stirred you. Faith, brothers and sisters, originates from heaven. It doesn't just originate because you're a wonderful person. It's where you've gotten alone with God. You've had a nudging, a sensing, a God, is this you? You've gotten alone and he starts stirring you on it. Then he says, now ask me for it. Boom, your faith is in gear. You can then go and ask, not double-minded, two minds. Well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. No, you go full throttle. God, I sense this was of you. I'm asking in faith. Now, notice here, this scripture in James that I just read, we're not putting a degree on the amount of faith, big faith, huge faith, small faith, but just that you are in faith. Again, meaning that it came from your heart. It originated from God and stirred your heart. That's why you can say, agree with the scriptures or understand the scriptures. If it's the size of a mustard seed, it will produce results. It's when it's only your own, you know, doing that you get all like, I don't know for sure. So true faith is getting the strength from God. Then you're asking full throttle. That is praying in faith, which is just the opposite of unbelief. Unbelief is a hindrance to answered prayer. He entered into his own country. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Matthew 13:58. Jesus said the disciples could not cast a demon out of the boy because of their unbelief. Matthew 17:20. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. So it goes on and on. Unbelief, a hindrance to answered prayer. Let's see, that makes 8 more to go. I'm getting there. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.